In the halacha section for today, for Daf Yud Daled, I'd like to focus on a topic that's not as well known, that really emerges from our sugya, and that is the Gemara on Yud Daled had told us that there were two gezeiros that Chazal had created in regards to Mayim Sh'uvim making a person Tameh. One was that Rosh HaVerubo, if Mayim Sh'uvim comes onto a person afterwards, after they've gone to mikvah, makes a person tameh, as well as if there are three lugim of mayim she'uvim as well that come onto a person, it's going to make him tameh. What is the halacha about taking a shower after going to the mikvah? Both for women that are going to mikvah because of the isur nida, and for men who have the custom to do it based on, as we discussed, the Maseches Brachos, because of Baal Keri, according to many, l'chatchila should not learn Torah. Many are not aware, because this does not appear in the halachos of going to the mikvah, which is in Simin Kuf Tzadi and Simin Reish, but in the halachos of mikvos itself, in the last halach in Simin Reish Aleph, where you have all the halachos of constructing a mikvah, the Ramah concludes Simin Reish Aleph by saying, Havalachzir v'lirchotz acharkach yesh osrim. There are some who say that it's aser to go to a mikvah and then follow it up by doing rechitza, and he concludes, v'chein noagu. The source is a Mordechai in the second parak of Shavuos, which is based on our Gemara, and that is that our Gemara says beferish that going into Mayim Shuvim, they made a gzeira, that they were afraid that people who were going to go into Mayim Shuvim after the mikvah, then they would think that the Mayim She'uvim is what's mitahir them. So for that reason, they prohibited and said a person is Tameh. The question, of course, is, why did the Ramah only say Yesh Osrim and Asr it as a Minig? Why is it not Asr even according to the Mechaber? L'chura, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. And clearly, the Ramah is aware that there are many who disagree. How could you possibly disagree with this open gzeira that Chazal made, which is one of Yudches gzeiras that were made in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkia? Ramesha Feinstein in Yaredeya, Chelek Beis, Simin Tzadivav, explains that these gzeiras, Ramesha claims, were only specifically in regards to Truma. That because a person will be confused, they will come Lidei Zilzal of the mikvah, Chazal made a gzeira that if they were metame themselves with shuvim, they're being metame lifsal truma. It's not, Ramesha says, that we don't consider it halachic tevila. And he says, I'll prove it to you, because one of the gzeiras was that gimelugin is metame the person. Now, if we're going to say that the gzera was that the tefillah is not considered a valid tefillah, no one would ever get confused. Like the Gemara says, the reason why they prohibited gimelugim is they said that if we allowed a person to come in contact with gimelugim, then they'll come to think that mayim she'uvim is also okay. No one would come to think that gimelugim abdicates a tefillah. Maybe when it comes to rechitza, you would say that it's no longer a tefillah. But Gimel Lugin? It must be that they would think that if Gimel Lugin doesn't make a person Tameh, then also Mayim She'uvim, Midrabanim, because of the Gzera, so too Mayim She'uvim. But the Tvila is for sure there. So in what way is the Gimel Lugin make a person Tameh? It doesn't make her a Nida again. It makes him Tameh that he could passel Truma. But for other things, for other Tmeos, so then no one would ever have thought that Gimel Lugin, or for that matter, anything else, could make a woman a nida again that is asura labaila. Hence, Ramesha points out that this was a gzeira, but clearly a gzeira that a person's considered tame to pasal truma, but for nothing else. And therefore, it's a das yachid. On the other hand, Ramesha says that for Ashkenazim, the Ramah said v'chein nagu, although Ramesha says that if possible, even if a person is an istanis, that one could keep in mind that he feels strongly that this Gemara was not said in regards to Nida. Nevertheless, if they could go about waiting a full night before they take a shower, then that would be ideal. Rav Ozner in Shevet Alevi Chelek Hey Simin Kuf Chav Hey takes it as a davar pashut that the Ramaz Minhag is followed. The only question that Rav Ozner still has, and he discusses this with the Shoel, starts with the assumption that she's not allowed to take a shower afterwards, but how long of period of time does the Gzeira apply? Is it the first hour after they went, an individual went to mikvah, that they're not allowed to come into Shu'uvim, lest people lose the differentiation between mikvah and Shu'uvim, or is it an entire day? So Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, in the Tshuva it says Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, but I believe he's referring to Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, seems to say that the Gzeira was the entire day. Rashi in Dibar Amaskel V'Habol Acha Shetovel Mitumaso B'mayim Shuvin Bo Bayom. So if one took that Rashi literally, that would sound like a 12-hour period, that would mean the entire night. However, Rav Ozner says that he does not think that that is correct. The moment that one shows that the tevila was effective, in other words, the moment that the husband and wife come in contact with each other, even if there isn't tashmish, but they show that they're mutter to each other because of the tevila, so then in such a case, then a shower would be acceptable and the gzeira does not apply. That one does not need to follow the chumra ad asof that the Rashi was talking about bo bayom. And again, we have Ramosha Feinstein's Ha'ara, as Rav Ozner himself alludes to, that this entire gzeira many Rishon did not accept. That's what Rav Ozner writes. Why? So Ramosha Feinstein gave us the svara that the whole gzeira only was in regards to truma and wasn't vis-a-vis Isha Labaila. Finally, in regards to the male counterpart of being tovel for Carry, as we saw in Brachos on Daf Chav Beis or so, the Sefer Yisod V'Shor Shavoda in Shar Ches describes that after a man goes to the mikvah, so then in such a case, he should wash himself, wash his face, and then the rest of his body. There he says also to say L'Kavid Shabbos Kodesh. The Sefer Emek Yoshua quotes the son of the Imre Emes, Rav Meir Alter, who asked that L'chura, this Yisod V'Shor Sha'avoda, is against our Gemara. And he points out that the Shalah, in our Masechet, in Masechet Shabbos, Ner Mitzvah Oiz Tes, says that one should go to the shower before going to the mikvah. As well, this is quoted in the name of the Kaf HaChaim, in Simen Reish Samach, Sif Katan Dal, in the name of the Arizal. And presumably, the rationale of those svarim against the Yisod V'Shor Sha'avoda is our Gemara, as the son of the Imre Emes pointed out, that there was an old tradition that goes back to the attic of Chananya ben Chizkia, that one should not come in contact with Mayim She'uvim immediately after coming to the mikvah. According to Rashi, in the Sugya of Truma, it's the entire day. However, Rav Ozner points out that when it comes to Isha Labayla, one does not need to be more machmir after she comes home, and one does not need the entire Chumr of Rashi of Bo Bayom. This Beis Hashem concludes the Halacha topic for Daf Yud Dalet.